The podcast you have all been waiting for, or at least Dom Betts has been waiting for.
You're listening to The Football Hour with Dom Betts and Alex Mearns.
This is the Manager Watch series, episode 5, and we are going to talk about the North London club Arsenal. They finished outside of the top 4 for the first time in Arsene Wenger's long career at the Gunners. Dom Betts, that certainly put a smile on your face, didn't it?
All I'm saying is I predicted it at the start of the season. So, you know, listen to me. Every time I talk about Arsenal, I'm right.
Yeah?
Pretty much. Well, last season anyway. If you weren't expecting this, then it was clearly going to happen. They didn't invest correctly last year. I know they signed Xhaka just to keep the fans happy, I'm pretty sure, early on.
Why would you predict that? Not predict. We know why you predict it. Because you think they're a very soft side. When it comes to February, March, they just... what you say, bottle it. I look at two players, Alexis Sanchez and Mesut Ozil, and I think, how is a team with that much quality in just two of their players not making at least a title push?
It's Arsenal, they just have no backbone about them. They have those two great players, but what else do they have?
Peter Cech?
He's just about in maybe top 5 goalies in the league, possibly. For me, he's totally past it now. I thought they should sign a new goalkeeper this summer.
Okay.
Because last season...
or why didn't they promote Ospina?
Yeah, you can say that, but Ospina's been rumoured to leave as well this summer, which is, for me, that should be pushing Arsenal to maybe think about it more. Because the problem with Arsenal is they should be one of the best teams in the league, but they're not.
Yeah, I agree.
It's more out of annoyance than anything else.
Yeah.
Arsenal annoy me as a club.
So whose fault is it then? We're talking about, this is the Manager Watch series, is the reason... two players like Ozil and Alexis Sanchez are not winning a title because they've got Arsene Wenger instead of Antonio Conte.
I think so, yeah. I didn't like the way Arsenal fans were treating Wenger last year. I thought it was totally wrong. If you're going to protest, you do it after the game.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't like the way he did it. I mean, they were right in what they were thinking, as in their opinion on Wenger. I agreed with that, but I didn't like the way they did it. Like, what is the point in paying hundreds of pounds to get a bloody plane to fly over the ground? Why are you wasting actual money, English sterling pounds, on just a plane to fly over? I mean, like, my problem is, yes, they did all these protests, but it led to nothing because he got another 2-year contract. And for me, he should have got a 1-year contract. And that year is the year they have to find their new manager. Because you can't just let him go if you're not expecting to get a new manager. And I know a lot of us fans wanted that, but you can't do that if you don't know who you're going to get in. And thinking about it, who would you get in? That's our problem, is they need a new manager, but the only manager that would suit Arsenal, you'd have to buy out from another club.
Do you know the thing where people say he dug his nails in? Arsene Wenger must have the strongest fingernails in the world, mustn't he? Because he has been digging in since about 2007. But I'm going to say him and the board are the sole reason why the Emirates Stadium became a battleground last year. It was worse than the Brexit chat in this country. It was like half the fans wanted him in and then the other half wanted him out. And it might have even been more than half wanted him out. What I wanted to see was a dignified departure. He won the FA Cup for the third time in 4 seasons. I think that is incredible. A brilliant, brilliant achievement. But still, the fans weren't happy. You've just won an FA Cup. Despite finishing 5th, just say thank you. Your season last year was cancerous. Watching it from an outsider, every single news story around January, February, March, April, it was all about Wenger. Football fans have very short memories. There was fights in the Emirates Stadium. Arsenal TV was one of the most watched shows in the world. And it was all because of one man, Arsene Wenger. At that point, when everyone was arguing against each other, me and you, the same as everyone else, right? Arguing with each other about Wenger. Should he stay? Should he go? Arsenal are doing rubbish. They're out of the Champions League. You've got to remember they lost 5-1 to Bayern Munich.
Twice.
Right? Arsene Wenger. He must have a short memory because does he forget all that? And then he won the FA Cup and it was a brilliant victory against Chelsea. If your last ever game is a win at Wembley Stadium against your London rivals, Chelsea, who've just won the league, and you go and smash them, they absolutely destroyed Chelsea that game.
Yeah, it should have been about 3-0 up in the first five
exactly.
minutes. It was ridiculous.
That's your departure. that is the moment. If Arsene Wenger survives for another 10 years, which we all hope, he has long and prosperous retirement whenever he finishes football, that's what he's going to remember. He's going to remember that day lifting the FA Cup trophy. He's not going to remember the 5-1 against Bayern Munich. He would remember that. My only worry is that next season, they have the exact same season. They lose Sanchez this summer, but they don't win the FA Cup. It's just going to be worse, mate.
Well, we say the same season. They've had the same season pretty much for the last 10 years. The same things happen every year. Yeah. They start well.
Do the Arsenal season cycle.
So you lose your first game of season, because that happens every single year, because Arsenal are never prepared for the start of the season. They're a bit more prepared this year, but so they lose the first game. Then they go on this winning, unbeaten run to maybe about October, because I think that's around when they beat Chelsea 3-0. And then comes November. They just capitulate in November. They capitulate. It's where the Champions League like final group stage games come in. And then like around Christmas time, they pick up a bit of form. Then the Champions League knockout stages come in February. Bang. Season over.
Yeah.
I think when the title officially ended for them was when they lost at the Etihad. When City just tore them absolutely apart. And my problem with Arsenal is, people say, oh, see, Wenger's won 3 FA Cups in 4 years. But I'm sorry, for a club the size of Arsenal, that's good, but it's not good enough.
No, I know.
Because Arsenal are a team who win titles.
Their full history, they haven't won. What have they won? How many titles? I don't know. In the last 50 years, they've won 5 titles. So that's one every 10 years.
But I'm comparing it to Wenger's reign.
Yeah.
And I think, yes, a lot of fans...
No, sorry, last 50 years, they've won 6 titles. Do apologise.
Yeah, so Arsenal, I think, for the last 15 years, you've seen them as top 2, top 3 teams in England.
Since the 90s.
Yeah, since the 90s. Basically, or pretty much since Wenger's come in, basically.
Well, George Graham.
George Graham. So George Graham and Wenger, like, they're title-winning managers. I'm sorry, Wenger started so well, and it's like, he's changed the Premier League forever. He's the reason the Premier League is what it is now, for me. He's the key reason behind it. But, like, everyone's sort of worried that there's going to be a United where the manager goes and then you get an awful manager in. But in football, you have to take these risks. You can't just stick with someone who you think is safe. And last season proved it's not safe because you're not in the top 4. And I feel the board aren't ambitious enough for this club.
No.
They don't care about winning titles. They all care about the Champions League money.
Mm.
You can tell that. That's all that Gazidis cares about. That's all that Kroenke cares about.
They give themselves a payout every single year out of Arsenal. That shouldn't be the case.
Because if Usmanov came in, right?
He's the one who wants to buy it completely, isn't
he? Because he owns Kroenke. That's why Everton have got a lot of money, because Usmanov was obviously part-owning them. And he's splashing the cash into them. If he owned Arsenal, they would have spent the money that City have this summer. And that's what Arsenal need to do, because there's a lot of dead wood in their squad as well.
But Kroenke doesn't want to sell because he gets his money.
Yeah. Arsenal need massive investment, because, yes, the last 10 years they've had the stadium. That's all done.
We all thought when the dust had settled on them moving into the stadium and they paid it all off, which they have, we thought this was going to be the new Arsenal, where they dominate English football like Man United did under Fergie. It's gone the opposite way. They are performing worse now in the Emirates than they ever did with Arsene Wenger at Highbury. That's just clear.
And another issue I have with Arsenal is that, where is the ambition from the board and the manager? And like, people didn't want to get Simeone in, let's say, because, oh, he doesn't play in our style of football. It's like,
it's not about that. It's about winning. But to me, that club needs a shake.
You're telling me you'd rather finish fourth every year with the odd FA Cup playing well than playing maybe a less attractive style of football and winning the league every other year?
Yeah.
Because like, Atletico Madrid have been in 2 Champions League finals in 3 years. You're saying you'd rather play good football and not have that?
Dom, it's frustrating. Has Arsene Wenger lost his eye for a signing? Yes, he's signed Ozil. That's easy to spot how good Ozil is. It's easy to spot how good Alexis Sanchez is. But I'm talking about the 20 mil signings. Last season, Lucas Perez. Why did they sign him?
I mean, to be fair, every time he came on the pitch, he scored.
No, but why? Because he knew he was never going to play him.
I think he signed Lucas Perez to make the fans happy.
Yeah. But it was completely wrong. Mustafi, £32 million from Valencia. I think he's top 8 defender. He's not a Champions League defender. He's not even tall enough to be a centre-back for me in the Premier League. He's nowhere near. Koscielny carries him through games. And when Koscielny's not there...
I'm not being funny. I thought Rob Holding was probably better last season than Mustafi was.
Yeah.
That's probably Wenger's best signing in a while.
Yeah. So, has Arsene Wenger lost his eye? Danny Welbeck, for example. They signed Danny Welbeck a few seasons back. Why? He never scored any goals for Man United.
All he ever does is just score goals at Old Trafford. These signings are good players, but if you're an Arsenal, you need to be signing European, like proper Champions League quality level signings. Like we mentioned before, like they need to have players like Modric, like Isco, like Thiago Alcantara at Bayern Munich. They're the sort of midfielders you need, not bloody Francis Coquelin and Granit Xhaka.
Yeah.
Jack Wilshere. Like, these aren't midfielders who are going to win you Champions Leagues, who are going to win you titles.
Why they didn't go for Kante last year? Why they let Chelsea get him? 30 mil. Didn't they spend £4 million more on Xhaka?
Yeah, they spent 34 mil on Xhaka when you're going to get Kante for 30. And, like, a midfield, like, pivot of Santi Cazorla and Kante. I know Cazorla's injured. Like, that would have made them at least finish in the top four.
Yeah. So, I don't think they've gone about their business well this summer. They've signed a left-back who, what I've heard from Arsenal fans, is not better than Monreal. Lacazette, this is a really, really laughable signing for me. They spent £54 million on Lacazette, right? When Arsene Wenger has needed a striker for three seasons, basically since Van Persie's left, Arsenal have needed a striker. He wanted Lacazette 2 years ago at the price of £35 million. Why has he waited 2 years, which means the striker's 2 years older, and he's now £20 million more than what you wanted to spend 2 years ago? That's why Arsenal fans have the right to have a go at Arsene Wenger sometimes, and you, because it's silly business.
What if we think about what... So Lacazette, 26. If this signing was made at 23, 24 years old, it'd be a good signing because he's got the best like 6-7 years ahead of him. But at the moment, he's only got probably 5 years left at his prime, and his pace is what big thing about him, and he's going to lose that in the next 5 years. So I know 5 years is obviously a long time in football, but like you need to be signing an elite level striker for Arsenal. I'm not saying they could lure a Griezmann, a Lewandowski, or a Suarez. If you add more than £1 on, you might be able to, Arsene Wenger. But, like, what? I don't understand the point. Lacazette is a great striker. He'll get 20 goals or something. But Arsenal, if you want to win the league and win Champions Leagues, you need to be signing world-class players.
Yeah, someone like Diego Costa, which they should have signed when Chelsea were about to sign him. They just don't seem like a club which attracts big names anymore. Ozil seems happy there. It looks like he's going to stay. But he's going into the last year of his contract. Will he sign a contract, Ozil? We spoke about this so much last year. It's so annoying. Why is it not sorted?
Because the thing is, I think the thing is, Ertzel and Sanchez, they only want to stay if Arsene Wenger's there. That's one of the main reasons they came to the club. And if Wenger's not going to be staying longer than 2 years, why are they going to sign a three-year contract? Sanchez, I think, has gone. He said he wants Champions League football. And it's saying something now that PSG are a bigger club than Arsenal.
Yeah.
Because they are.
Yeah.
It's simple as that. They simply are a bigger club than they are now. Like they can lure the likes of Neymar. They can lure the likes. I know they've got the money, the Neymar and Sanchez. But, like, yeah, it's just Arsenal are just going down the pecking order in what is a big club. Like, if you're coming to England, you're going to want to join Chelsea. You're going to want to join United. You're going to want to join City ahead of Arsenal.
So, if you were a young player, so say you're Ross Barkley, you're at Everton, Ronald Koeman said, OK, if you want to leave, find a new club. If you're Ross Barkley, who would you rather sign for? Arsenal, probably still the biggest club in North London, the history and everything. They've got Arsene Wenger as their manager still. Or would you want to sign for Tottenham? Young team, great young manager, Maurizio Pochettino, and they're going to play at Wembley next season. Who would you want to sign for?
Well, I would obviously want to sign for Spurs. Not because I don't like Arsenal, but simply for that, I'm a young player. What Pochettino's done with the likes of Harry Kane and Dele Alli, he's worked one of them. He's doing it at the moment with Harry Winks. And for me, Arsenal at the moment is just a toxic club. Why do I want to play in a toxic atmosphere every other week? Why do I want to be my manager's name being sung out every week?
Mm.
Whereas with Spurs, it's 90,000 fans. It's going to be a positive atmosphere. And yeah, at the moment, Spurs may not be the bigger club, but they're more of an attractive option.
It's mad how times have changed so dramatically, so quickly. You felt like Tottenham were getting there for years and years and years, but they're ahead of Arsenal at the moment, on the pitch and off it, it seems. And their fans aren't ripping each other's hair out every week at their home games. Dom, let's ask the question everyone wants to ask. Where do you think Arsenal Football Club will finish next season in the Premier League?
Sixth. I don't think they've improved. I think they've actually got worse.
Yeah, if they lose Sanchez, this is an awful
If they lose Sanchez, they will finish sixth. And if they lose Sanchez, I don't really see Hostel being that much better than Everton.
Why have they not signed a centre back?
They've needed one ever since Sol Campbell retired. Tony Adams, like, it's that era, like, since the unbeatables, untouchables, whatever you want to call them, they haven't replaced that defence.
I know. They need.
I'm not even being funny. They haven't even replaced Ashley Cole.
The thing is, Southampton made a formal complaint to the Premier League about Liverpool tapping up Virgil van Dijk, which makes it very difficult for Liverpool to sign Virgil van Dijk. It looks still, though, that Liverpool will sign Virgil van Dijk. Is this not now the opportunity for Arsenal to go, we really need a centre-back? Let's have Van Dijk.
It will suit the style of play. It will suit the club. It just didn't make sense why, or doesn't make sense at the moment why they haven't gone in for him.
The thing is about Arsenal, what happens is, if they finish fourth, they finish fourth the next year. If they win the FA Cup, they win the FA Cup next year. When they were with the Invincibles, they won a title, they'd be right up there again. The sad thing for Arsenal is, they finish fifth this year. I can just see them leveling out and staying fifth. I think Arsenal finish fifth, yeah.
They're finishing outside top 400% for me. There's four better teams in the league.
Arsenal fans, if you don't agree, tweet us at The Football Hour. You know where to find us. If you've enjoyed this podcast, give it a share, give it a like, give it a rating, whatever you can do, because it's free as charge. We do it because we love you and we just want to do football content for your gorgeous ears, which are listening to this very dulcet northern tone at the moment. This has been The Football Hour Manager Watch Series. Arsene Wenger edition. Don Betts has been excited for this. It's quite funny how excited you get to be so pessimistic about a club.
Yeah, it's funny because, like, I hate Chelsea more, but I love complaining about Arsenal more.
It's brilliant, isn't it?
Great.
Right, next up, we're going to be talking about the Red Devils, Manchester United. Jose Mourinho is still manager of that club, but they have lost Zlatan Ibrahimovic and their greatest goal scorer of all time, Wayne Rooney. We'll be predicting whether that will mean they'll move up the table, stay at the same place, or move down. That will be the next in the series of Manager Watch. See you then.